I'm Shelley Irwin. Monthly, we put the spotlight on the happenings of Local First. Local First means people first. Communities thrive when the economy puts people first. So here we go. We talk about an event at the end of the month that is, I hope, a staple in your life and a must attend. It's Fork Fest, and it's sponsored by Brewery Vivant and more. Thanks to you, Ryan Engelman, and your team. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Mika Staub, certainly marketing manager with Local First, ready to get the word out. Hi, Mika.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
You're quite welcome. What's happening Friday, October 26th, please?
Lots of food, lots of fun, lots of activities. We're excited. This is the eighth year of Fork Fest at Romance Gardens this year, as it has been for the last few years. We're excited to welcome back some favorites and bring some new things to the board.
Yes. Time and exactly where Romance Gardens is?
Yeah. So it's going to be from 5 to 9, and Romance Gardens is at Lakeside Drive. So that's between Michigan and Fulton. Yeah, in that area.
And it's an event that's open to, I trust, Local First members and future members?
Yeah, well, it's a community-facing event, so everybody who eats food is welcome to attend. And obviously, they're welcome to take in the libations of the event.
Absolutely.
Well.
Yes. Thanks to, of course, you as the event's presenting sponsor, Ryan, Brewery Vivant. So let's talk about your involvement.
Yeah, it's a natural fit for us to sponsor an event like this. Brewery Vivant is all about supporting the local economy, being a community-focused company. And so it's natural fit with Local First. Our owner is actually the chair of the Local First board, and so we're very involved with Local First as a company. And this is such a great event that we couldn't pass up being the presenting sponsor for it.
Basically pairing great beer with great food on that evening. Is it, this is an event, Mika, where there are dozens of local food vendors that serve samples of their best dishes?
Yeah, so everybody that is involved in the event is a Local First member, which means that they are locally owned and operated, headquartered in West Michigan, and privately held. So one of the best ways to shift your dollars to these local companies is by eating locally. This event also helps connect people to their place in the food system. So knowing where their food comes from, getting to talk to the people that are preparing and growing and producing their food.
This is such that you'll have all the options available, the veggie, the vegan, the gluten-free?
Yeah, absolutely. Omnivores, herbivores, carnivores, they're all welcome. We're also hoping to have a wayfinding map, so you can take a look at this big map and see where all your favorites are and kind of make your path from there.
Tell me about the beer, Ryan.
So yeah, we're bringing four beers to this event, Farmhand, which is the number one farmhouse beer in Michigan. Big Red Cock, one of our house favorites, Pumpkin Tart, a tart pumpkin ale, and my personal favorite, our house sour, an oak-aged sour ale.
Really?
Yeah.
Go back to that pumpkin tart.
Yeah, so it's a kettle-soured pumpkin ale, so it's made with actual pumpkins, pumpkin pie spices, and just a hint of tartness really helps smooth out the whole beer experience.
Now, is there, there's an award-winning pastry chef, like letting the cat out of the bag?
No, not at all. Katie Waltz, our pastry chef at Brewery Vivant, will be bringing some special dessert items to this. If you've ever had the desserts at Vivant, you know what you're in for. But if not, I highly recommend checking it out. And, of course, pairing it with the beer as well.
Fun. Is this such, Mika, that, I mean, you've got things going on. You got a butcher demo, you got a cocktail demo, right?
Yeah.
So there's little stations and activities.
Yeah. So on top of the great food, we're hoping to give people a little bit more for what they're getting, you know. So we're going to have an artist market that's being coordinated by our friends over at Lions and Rabbits. Hopefully that will give people a chance to do some early holiday shopping. So that'll be when you first walk in. And then we'll have an art check. So if you want to get your stuff, you can leave it at the art check and then wander around. Our friends at Long Road are going to be doing a cocktail demo. So you'll be able to sample the cocktail after you see it made. Louise Earl Butcher is going to be doing a butchering demonstration. So again, connecting people to where their food comes from.
And live music.
Yes, live music by Fograss. They've been a partner of ours for about 8 years, I think. They've been at each event.
and zero waste sort stations.
Yeah, yeah, that's something new that we're doing this year. Our friends at the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum are going to be doing sort stations. So people can just leave their plates, their cups, their silverware at these stations, and the people at West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum will sort them into their proper receptacles.
And Chris Spaulding will be in the house?
I believe she will be, yes.
Speaking on behalf of the board chair and,
yeah, yes.
and your owner. Again, talking where to be on Friday, October 26th, Romance Gardens and Greenhouse hosting the Grand Rapids Fork Fest, thanks to this presenting sponsor, Brewery Vivant, and Local First. You had mentioned the award-winning pastry chef Katie Waltz bringing you, the surprise are the bites, right? We don't know exactly what she's...
Yeah, she's got some fantastic desserts. I don't know if I'm allowed to reveal what they are, actually. I don't know what they are. Well, but I do know that they will be paired with the food, and they will be delicious, as always.
So I'll have a pumpkin tart along with my surprise bite.
There will be something to pair with it, yes.
That sold a ticket. Mm-hmm. What does this event do for... your purpose.
Maybe. Yeah. So again, connecting people with their local food restaurants, their food businesses, restaurants, grocers, etc. But it's also a fundraiser. So when you purchase a ticket for this event, the proceeds go towards the local First Educational Foundation, which builds on that local economy. So it allows us to work in places that aren't local food restaurants, mm-hmm. local food businesses.
I know the vendors will be able to sell gift cards, I think, on this night. Yes,
that's something new that we're trying this year. We've gotten a lot of feedback from our vendors that would be a huge benefit to them. So when you're there, make sure to ask each vendor that you visit what offers they have, because that's really important.
Now, the whole, when you support a local economy, you create the jobs, equitable opportunities, and obviously healthy all the way around.
Yeah, this brings all of our best restaurants from all different neighborhoods in our community in one place. So it allows people to literally get a taste of what this city can do. And then hopefully, you and your community, your family will patron these restaurants later on in life.
All right, Ryan Engelman, tell me more about Brewery Vivant and how we can get involved with what you and yours do.
Absolutely. So Brewery Vivant is a farmhouse brewery. It's located kind of right near this event here, and we're just all about supporting the local community, supporting the local economy, investing in our community as much as possible. As a company, we have goals to do things like buy as many local products. That's actually one of our company goals. We actually produce an annual sustainability report, which we share on our website. So if you're curious about that, how much we buy local, how much we support the local economy, you can go to www.brewerivivant.com/sustainability and check all that information out.
I always ask you and yours, what did your building used to be?
Oh, yes. This is the historic Metcalf Funeral Home. So if you come in, it's the chapel of the funeral home. It's a church when you walk in. There's the stained glass. It's a beautiful environment. It's a wonderful place to have a locally made beer, have some French countryside farm-to-table, from-scratch cuisine, and enjoy a beer.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan. How do we find out more about Brewery Vivant, please?
Yeah, you can go to brewerivivant.com or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Make a stop. Details one more time for the 26th.
Yeah, October 26th, 5 to 9 at Romance Gardens. More information, including a full list of vendors, go to localfirst.com/events.
Romance Gardens and Greenhouses doing great things, as is Local First, Brewery of Vivant. We're all in this together. Thanks, guys, for your comments, and have fun on the 26th.
Thank you, Shelley. Hope to see you.